In the afternoon on Sunday, May 5th, the Mateo Community Center hosted a town hall meeting for students, parents, and staff of Soham Schools. The gathering was not affiliated with the Southern Humboldt Unified School District or local charter schools. During the open forum, members of the public collaboratively brainstormed solutions to what they see as issues at local schools. Local parent and educator Bud Rogers described how children are affected by adults' attitudes.
The school then, it becomes the focus of the ability of the children to gain a self-image that will propel them through their life. Children are infinite, sacred beings. We have no right to degrade them. And some people have mentioned this already, that when you give positive regard to children, that is the best thing that you can do.
Some of the Friends of the Whitethorn School, the Miranda Parents Partnership, and the Miranda Junior South Fork Booster Club were among the concerned citizens that attended the May 5th town hall meeting. A parent, Ari, encouraged everyone to work out their complaints with administrators and the SHUSD Board of Trustees.
What I really think needs to happen is we as parents and community members need to join forces with the staff and board and figure out how to continue to improve our schools. The board's hands are tied with funding. If the area has declining enrollment, they can't continue to run with the same model of what worked when there were more students. The district needs more funds. We do huge amounts of fundraising. I know that's already been brought up. We'll talk about it some more. And that's great, but we shouldn't have to, and it's not going to continue in the amount that we've been able to do. We all have to work as a team, and I think we need to address the general issues with the district and beyond.
Board member Colette Fenske attended the town hall meeting and contributed her views. Fenske is a proponent of creating a new parcel tax to generate local school funding.
I went to Legislative Action Day in March through the California School Board Association. I was the only school board member from Humboldt County. We had not had a representative there for several years in the past, which is shocking considering we all need more money. California Teachers Association is marching on Sacramento on May 22nd at 5 o'clock. I'll be there standing with the teachers of California. I have information in the copy of their flyer. Their website is wonderful with a lot of information about the bills they're backing right now. There are a couple of bills coming up that are going to talk about corporate tax structure and getting more money out of that sector. Also, what we can do within Prop 13 to get the corporations to pay their fair share.
You can find more information about the May 22nd Day of Action in Sacramento from the California Teachers Association on the World Wide Web at cta.org/red4ed. Fenske also spoke about California's dire need for teachers.
California is hurting everywhere for teachers. It is not just Southern Humboldt or Humboldt County in general. We must pay more if we want high quality staff that can afford to stay and afford to work here. I hope we can focus on solutions today and what it means as a community to come together.
At the May 9th SHUSD board meeting, local advocates presented their ideas to the trustees for their consideration. One of the Miranda boosters, Cinnamon Paula, shared the fundraising circle's ideas.
In the end, we'd ended up breaking up into two groups, one focusing on funding issues and one focusing on policy issues. And I kind of led the funding and Daryl kind of led the policy. And the funding group is going to move forward on some projects. There's some things coming down the pipeline for the 2020 election and even before that we'd like to see pushed through. There's some ideas being kicked around about how to close that funding gap that I'm always talking about at these meetings. And there's a few other things being kicked around, ideas about a parcel tax and what we would need to, as a community, to get behind something like that and what it would go towards. And we also are going to strive towards looking at what type of Measure S funding is available. And so in the next year, we're going to be coming to you guys a couple times and ask for you to pass the resolutions and ask for you to back some of our ideas and our community outreach and our community push to make this happen, because I think if we can close that funding gap, we're going to start to see huge improvements.
Daryl Cherney, a local parent and activist, presented a list of recommendations to the SHUSD trustees.
Five items that we'd like the board to consider as soon as immediately, not immediately today, but possibly to put on the agenda for next month. None of them cost you any money. One of them is to move the board meeting to a later time, sometime between 6 and 7 o'clock, so that people can come after work. I know the board's had issues with people attending board meetings, and I would suggest that you move it to a later time. So if you could put that on the agenda for next month, then we could have a discussion as to what would be a good time to move it. Secondly, create a single set of bylaws. Now, maybe you have this. I did send an email to both Don Boyd and Tori McClett. I haven't heard back if such a document exists, but a single bylaws and policies document in PDF and or hard copy, because right now it's a myriad, it's a labyrinth of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of links, and just one single document would be helpful. So if we wanted to know, for example, how to get something on the agenda or anything like that, it's really hard to discern it. There's no search and find kind of ability to do that. If you know different, if there's a document at the school board, I can just, the school district, I can just copy on a machine, that'd be great, but I don't see that right now.
1 minute.
Yes, a vote to ban cell phones in the schools immediately. I know you did on the junior high. This will increase your learning curve. I can tell you as a teacher myself, as a substitute teacher, but also as a teacher, probably increased my learning curve 3 to 4 times instantly. 4, a great concern over teacher and staff turnover rate. So we request that the board instruct the superintendent to put an emphasis on resolving issues with teachers rather than firing them, and filling those positions is extraordinarily difficult and kids suffer in the process. And 5, also, you know, put all these on the agenda for next month, please. Expand the board back to 7 members.
The trustees were responsive to public concern. Several people, including board members, criticized the website where district policies are available for public viewing. At agendaonline.net/public/SOHUMUSD. Trustees called this Agenda Online system, quote, cumbersome and challenging, end quote. Superintendent Don Boyd explained why the SHUSD uses a complicated system to publish information.
So on our website, there's a link, and the link, it's called Gamut, and pretty much every school district that I know uses this, and that, unfortunately, that's where you have the encyclopedia of minutiae to try to, you can do a search, but if you don't have some kind of idea what you're looking for, yeah, you can spend hours and hours and hours and hours. There isn't an easier way, there's not. We have to start doing some policy updates from just when I got here a year and a half ago, almost 2 years. I have to believe the district's behind on some policy updates. But unfortunately, there is not an easy, what I'll call policies for dummies, where, you know, or Google, you can just ask. It's I have to deal with it almost on a daily basis, and the lawyers, same thing too. They're always looking at that thing. So they're called BPs, board policies, and ARs, administrative regulations, and that's pretty much one thing that drives what we do. The other thing is obviously Ed Code. There's all kinds of, you know, laws. I mean, we got labor laws we have to deal with. So unfortunately, if you look at any, well, if you ever see the Ed Code, you ever seen the Ed Code book? Boo. About that thick, weighs about 10 pounds, and it's the same thing. It's government.
Secretary to the Superintendent, Faith Hoffman, clarified, there are also 4 hard copies of school district bylaws available at the SHUSD office on School Road in Miranda. Southern Humboldt Unified Schools currently has open positions for teachers and staff. You can find out more online at apps.humboldt.k12.ca.us/SOHUMWP. Cherney encouraged anyone interested to get involved with local parent partnerships.
And the Miranda Junior High South Fork Boosters is the first Monday of the month, so we just missed that one. And that's at South Fork, room A2 at 6 p.m. And then, so the next meeting will be at the first Monday in June.
You can also join the discussion through the Facebook group, Online Town Hall to Improve SOHUM Schools. The next regular SHUSD board meeting will be held on June 6th at 4:30 p.m. at Redway Elementary. Reporting for KMUD News, This is Tanya Horlick.